find where it is that you're putting yourself, and then align into a new, more kind of like upright, squared shoulders position.
Yeah.
And I think art is a really nice way to do that.
Totally. I'm going to think about that being on a patch of grass where you're just observing for a long time.
Yeah, I like to observe.
Yeah. It's, I think everything becomes a lot less scary when, you know, you position yourself as, like, I'm observing all these things that are happening to me, and they might not be very good, but they are happening.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with them.
Yeah.
You're dealing with them just by being.
Yeah. And I think, like, a lot of things that happen that are, like, not good, it's like so they have really great parts to them. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're able, if, like, when you're sitting on that patch of grass, you can more kind of be like, okay, like, this, like, isn't the experience that I chose, but it's also like there's a lot of like dandelions growing on this patch of grass.
Yeah.
So, like, I can you know, look at those and pick those and make a little bracelet.
That's the thing. There are, like, things to notice wherever you are.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. And that's the thing with collaging, too, is, like, there's always extra details in, like, such a crazy packed
image. It never feels, like, complete, you know?
Yeah.
Where I was making, I was like, I need something more. But, yeah.
Oh, that's, like, a funny... Do we have time? Sorry.
I think... we're going a little over, but it's okay.
Okay.
But, yeah. Please finish your thought.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, the collaging thing in enough... And the more is interesting. I mean, I think, like, there's a really good drive in me to, like, you know, do more, to do this podcast. Mm-hmm. I have this crazy piece of paper with all these sticky notes on it.
Awesome.
And it's like I have all of these things that I want to do more of.
Yeah.
And I know that that's going to lead me to great things. But at the same time, it's like, sometimes I just want, like, amorphous more. And it's, like, the sort of thing where, you know, when you're, like, eating food, mm-hmm. and you don't... You're, like, so hungry that you're just, like, eating really, really fast.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're just, like, way too full,
yeah.
afterwards. And it's actually an unpleasant sensation of too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sitting on that patch of grass, you know, just, like... Nibbling on grass.
Yeah.
Nibbling on wild mushrooms that you forage. Or, you know, those berries? There are these berries that grow on trees around here that I'm really a fan of.
Ooh.
They used to grow on trees near my pool as a kid.
Do they
kind of
look like blackberries?
Yeah!
Yeah! I've been biking through them.
Yeah.
For real.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try some.
You should try some. One of my goals for this summertime is to bake them into a pie.
Yeah! I would love to taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, Oh my gosh. Well, it has been an epic hour.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited for the future ones.
Me too.
This has been Nat.
And Bridget.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Really hope you enjoyed the show today. I had such a good time. And wishing everyone a patch of grass to rest and observe from. Mm. And I'm also wishing everyone a really awesome day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
right back at you.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna get some music going and send everyone off on their day. And I'm sending a lot of love out there as well. And thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
wasn't so hateful. Some yesterdays, somewhere I lost my heart, somewhere I lost my soul, somewhere I lost everything that made me whole. Who was I in those days? It's all a haze. Was it cared for me? Who did I see? Who can remember this? What did I miss? I'm seeming ungrateful. It isn't that way. I wasn't so hateful. Yesterdays, somewhere I lost my heart, somewhere I lost my soul, somewhere I lost everything, everything that made me
ashes and sing. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Last night.
Thank you. Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's gonna be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy.
Oh my God.
Ah. Or D, just roll with it.
Woo, Justin, look at us, we're over here.
Justin, OMG, he just looked, I love you, Justin, I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is left of them
melting in my glass. Finally full again, so I listen for your lips to break apart into words.
I'm gonna shake it off. I'm gonna shake it off. such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosy beads, close your eyes to watch me.
Corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Small atomic bomb. came up today and it burned my blues away. The sun came up today.
Sebastian. Yeah.